Nolte, Math Challenge Disney exec blames sexist fans for serial flops. By John Nolte on February 20, 2024. The Disney grooming syndicate is blaming its string of box office flops on sexist fans, and I'm finding this nothing short of glorious. Everyone says it's the movies, stupid, which is an easy thing for people to say. More appealing movies are a great way to jump the political issues. But more and more, our audience, or the segment of the audience that has been politicized, equate the perceived messaging in a film as a quality issue. They won't say they find female empowerment distasteful in the Marvels or Star Wars the latest trilogy starring Daisy Ridley, but they will say they don't like those movies because they are bad. So make better movies becomes code for make movies that conform to regressive gender stereotypes or put men front and center in the narrative. This was told to Puck by a Disney executive. Yes, this is what Disney's executives, the people in charge, think. This is extraordinary. For just a moment, let's forget the politics. Instead, we will focus on the math. Question. What is required to create a box office hit? Here in the States, when it comes to an expensive blockbuster like a Marvel or Star Wars piece of shit movie, you're talking about $300 million gross. So, if the Disney grooming syndicate needs $300 million to have a hit on its hands, how many tickets must Disney sell? The answer is about 33 million. That 33 million might sound like a lot, but it's less than 10% of the US population. And when you consider that most blockbusters are powered by repeat business, it's even less than 33 million/10%, but let's stick with that 33 million number. Do you see where I'm going here? What we have here is someone who's risen to an executive level at a multinational corporation like Disney and who is still stupid enough to believe that more than 90% of the American population is sexist. Think about it. When less than 10% of the population is required to turn your movie into a hit, and you blame your flops on sexism, you must believe that more than 90% of the population is sexist. What's more, this idiot Disney exec must also believe that most of the people who voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 are sexist. Hillary got nearly 66 million votes. Only half of those voters are needed to turn Disney movies into financial successes, so there you go. If I were one of the Disney grooming syndicate's degenerate propagandists, I would at least be smart enough to try and have my cake and eat it. What I mean is this. Disney wants to make leftist propaganda and profit from it. So why make propaganda aimed at normal people who hate it? And why not make propaganda aimed at the 66 million who voted for Hillary Clinton? You see, as the math proves, Disney's problem is not regressive sexists, i.e., normal people. No, no, no. Disney's problem is that its movies fail to attract even half of Hillary Clinton's oh-so enlightened voters. That might sound sarcastic, but it's not. Isn't that what Barbie did, appeal to all those insufferable white women who voted for Hillary? Nevertheless, with that huge pool of 66 million customers out there, for some idiotic reason, Disney continues to target normal people with movies normal people will never watch. This makes no sense. Disney hates normal people. Why spend a $500 million on products for people you hate? Make movies for Hillary voters. That's your audience. But that's how gloriously stupid Disney executives are. Which means normal people will continue to enjoy the endlessly entertaining spectacle of watching Disney Plus and Disney movies lose billions. Imagine if Breitbart News aimed its content at Democrats and then blamed Democrats for our failure. That's how stupid Disney is, and the fact that idiots run Disney is more proof of God's love for us. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.